Okay, so I'm here with my friend Kristen Cavallari, and
hi.
We're just going to do a quick mini episode. A lot of you guys ask questions about her diet, and Kristen eats very clean, and she also has a cookbook, so...
But I eat. Tell the people I eat.
You eat a shit ton.
Thank you.
I watch you eat. She eats all the time. I think it's more just about, like, what putting good stuff in your body.
Yeah.
So a lot of the questions I got were just... like, what do you eat? So how do you describe your diet?
So I say it's like it's the 80-20 lifestyle. So 80% of the time I eat really healthy. And okay. For me, that means no GMOs, no really processed foods. I never look at calories or fat. I only read ingredients.
Okay.
And I want just, you know, as much real food as possible. And then the other 20%, I also don't eat a lot of cow's milk, only because I'm really sensitive to it. I'll do a little butter here and there, but that's it. And then the other 20% when I'm traveling or go out to eat, I eat whatever the hell I want. I don't think twice about it. I enjoy it. And then I just get back on track. And that keeps me sane and makes me actually want to then eat healthy again.
Right. Do you feel bad after you eat at a restaurant and it has a bunch of stuff that maybe
sometimes,
you don't always eat?
Yeah. Sometimes I've noticed the other day, what did I had? Something. And it was gluten. And I felt like shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Gluten and cow's milk. Same thing for me. Last night I went to dinner and I had some gluten in one of the vegetable dishes. And I literally could not breathe by the time we left dinner. Like so congested.
And like really lethargic too.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did you find out, like you said you read a lot of ingredients. Mm-hmm. What are you even looking for?
So, I mean, I've been doing it for so long that now I just sort of like... I just know, but like corn syrup, for example, I don't eat any corn syrup. Added colors, you know, like red 40 or whatever the hell it is.
So on a label, it would say corn syrup or, okay, added flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Natural flavors also is in a lot of...
You taught me that one.
Yeah, that's in a lot of things that you would normally think are healthy, and that's actually just... It can mean... it just means chemicals, essentially.
So if you see, because that one bar that I love.
Yeah, the RX bars.
Yes, they had like, it has 5 ingredients. They say no BS. And then you were like, yeah, right. Go look at
natural
the label.
Flavors.
And it says natural flavors.
Natural flavors. And they get away with it because, you know, food companies would say, well, it's like our hidden recipe. Like then anyone can just knock it off. So that's how that's like the loophole for it. But no, it's just fucking chemicals.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then yeast extract can mean MSG.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's another name for MSG.
So they hide it.
Mm-hmm. So you just get, and like corn syrup used to be called hydrogenated corn syrup.
Yeah.
They just took out hydrogenated. It's the same shit.
So like why, how do you know those are bad for you? Like...
You can go on and read. I've read a lot of books. I've read a lot of articles about what this stuff does to you. My first book, Balancing in Heels, I have a whole section dedicated to the way I eat and why I eat that way. And I list a lot of chemicals in there and just what it can do for you. And so for that, I did a lot of research and I actually worked with my doctor on that. So, it comes from a really credible place.
To find out, like, your sensitivities, did you see a doctor?
So, I've done blood tests. Yeah. I've done all kinds of tests in the past. And I've been doing them since I was, like, probably 20 years old. And no matter what, for the past 11 years, it's always been cow's milk is always, like, a huge one for
me.
Yeah. So, there's all kinds of tests you can do. And, I've just found, too, living this way, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly haven't had to diet in... like since I've had kids.
Right.
And I just have more energy and I don't know. I feel like you can eat more too. Like I eat more now than I ever have.
And you don't have to think about it. Like I never see you go, "Ooh, I'm not going to have that burger or whatever." It's more about where the meat come from. It's that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you say, like, what are your go-tos? I know for breakfast you love, like, a smoothie bowl.
I love a smoothie bowl. I'm in a huge smoothie bowl kick right now. Or because, you know, with my kids, we always have a breakfast going. So whether it's a frittata or pancakes or whatever it is, if I'm going to work out earlier in the morning, I'll probably do a smoothie.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll eat pancakes. I'll eat all of that stuff. The pancakes I'm making are all with oat flour.
Okay.
And they're gluten-free. I have a bunch of recipes in my cookbook, True Roots. Literally everything in that cookbook I make on a regular basis. So, so that's the thing is I'll eat all of that stuff. I eat bacon. I eat eggs. I eat all of that. But it's all, for the most part, gluten-free.
Yeah. So what's like a snack that you would say Like when you're just like running around really fast, like what's something you grab?
I have a couple bars, the bulletproof bars, the lemon ones. Yeah. I love those. Those are good. Those are great just for like literally running out the door. I love guacamole and chips. Mm-hmm. Siete chips are really great. And there's nothing bad in those. I love, of course, hummus and veggies. I like goat milk yogurt.
Okay.
We have different bars. I'll make bars and just throw them in my freezer, and they have nuts and dates and whatever in them. I'm trying to think what else I like. Beef, homemade beef jerky, muffins. I make muffins. They're, again, oat flour. They're gluten-free. Popcorn. I had popcorn today at the water park. So, I mean, all that kind of stuff.
So, it's not even about, like you said, you don't look at calories. It's not about that at all. It's just about putting stuff in your body that's more like fuel versus like the chemicals, the processed bullshit.
Because your body can't digest that stuff. It makes you feel like shit.
Well, speaking of feeling like shit, like alcohol can make you feel like shit.
That's true.
We've both been there.
Speak for yourself. Just kidding. You'll see it on Very Cavalier.
Tune in July.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you like? I know you still drink though.
Yeah.
What's your go-to cocktail?
I like a clean tequila. So Casamigos with soda, honestly, some limes. I like putting jalapenos in it.
Yeah.
If I'm making them at home, I'll sometimes do a little bit of maple syrup just to sweeten it.
Oh, a little sweet kick.
Yeah, it's really good.
But always organic.
Always organic. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Yes, mostly organic. I really do like rosé, too. I'll have a little red wine here and there, but you and I had a rough night of red wine.
Oh, my God. I haven't had red wine since.
Yeah, it really scarred me, too. But honestly, I don't... It's once in a blue moon that I have more than, like, one or two drinks.
Yeah.
I'm not fun anymore. It just is what it is. It really you know is. All about that.
I guess the point is that you can still enjoy your life, though, and just 100%. Eat clean.
100%. And that's the thing. Honestly, like, when we go to dinner,
yes,
I'll get pasta. I'll get all of that stuff. I'll eat dessert. I do all of that. But, you know, I won't feel good, fine. But then I get back on track. But what else was I just going to say? I was going to say something else, and now I totally blanked. I don't know. But yeah. That's the other thing. I have a huge sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I'm constantly eating sweets.
Yeah.
And so, again, you can make all of this stuff with better ingredients, and then it's really not that bad for you. I have these almond butter zucchini blondies, and there's like five ingredients. It's like almond butter. There's no flour. It's almond butter. It's like chocolate chips. I put shredded zucchini in them.
So you're getting a green and you don't even know.
Yeah, and they're so good. Like, Jay will eat the entire thing. They're so good.
Do the kids eat them?
My kids love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
So, basically, everyone just needs to get True Roots because, I mean, the truth is, though, like, what's that cheese dip you make?
Queso. That's in Balancing with Heels.
In Balancing with Heels. I get confused.
But it literally tastes like queso. You wouldn't have
to
tell people.
It's so good. We have it on game days.
Yeah.
And it's so good. Yeah, you would never know. I think it's more about learning how to make that stuff.
Yeah.
And then spending the time to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is time consuming.
Yeah. You guys go get True Roots and Balancing with Heels because there's recipes in both.
There are.
Thank you, Kristen, for all your tips.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.